Evening, everyone. It's Lee here. I've not done an audio boom for quite a while, but I just felt empowered to do one, having seen a trend that's happening on audio boom, which to me is a little bit upsetting. Now, first of all, apologies if people don't agree with my view on this, but as people say, freedom of speech and all that. Now, I'm a very strong person. To be honest, people's view of me is not important in some respects to me. However, there are people who aren't the same and who are really, really easily hurt by people's opinions of them and what they might record. So this trend that's going round of people discussing their followers, saying which their favourite is, about what they do and don't do, whether they do enough booze or not, or whatever, I find that really offensive. Surely people's audio boo activity and life, if you like, is their own choice. Some people have more time, lead busier lives than others. Some people are not comfortable talking every day on audio boo or don't have time to do that, and only do audio boos when they have really got something to sort of say or something important to talk about. And, you know, that doesn't make them any less a person or any less likeable or unlikable or whatever. I couldn't believe the trend of talking about people as if they're inanimate objects. I mean, let's be honest. Discussing someone as if they're not able to hear what you're saying, which they can, of course. Imagine if you were someone who, I don't know, doesn't do audio booze very often, or when they do, you know, whatever, and then you hear somebody that you thought enjoyed what you say they don't do enough booze, or they're too quiet, or even say, oh, I much prefer such and such because they do more interesting booze than such and such who doesn't. Can you imagine how offensive and how offended some people might get by those comments? I know we've got freedom of speech, but a little bit of thoughtfulness by people might go a long way. It just really, really got me this trend, and I don't know where it's come from. I don't know who came up with the idea, but whoever it was is very unthoughtful and lacking consideration for those who might not be as strong as they are. Unless they might not be affected, you know. There are people who will be deeply affected by things that people might say about them. Through no fault of their own, they might have a weak character or be lacking in self-esteem or whatever. And this could do a lot of damage. Now, if I'm upsetting people, then I'm sorry. But to me, it's just a ridiculous trend. Why pick at people, single out people, and offend people? Which is what these, you know, people who are doing this are doing to me. I'm sorry, but that's what it is. It's no better than a form of bullying, if you like. A nice form of bullying. Oh, let's pick out somebody and say, I like them. And then the other 70 people you might be following, what are they going to think? Oh, Griff doesn't like me very much, does she? You know, I'm sorry. I just think it's wrong. But there you go. You know, freedom of speech. I just think a little bit of consideration when people start these subjects needs to be sort of given. And it certainly hasn't been for me in this. But that's my two penneth worth. And if people don't agree, then they don't agree. But I was so annoyed to see this and hear some of the comments made by people that could be taken offensively by people who are quite, you know, weak-minded or whatever through no fault of their own. But there you go. A little thought would go a long, long way when you're doing audio boos. When you're starting a topic, give a little bit of thought of how it might affect other people. That's all I'm asking.